CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Praise for the Pope after the Vatican announced today 88-year-old Francis had died in his apartment at the Vatican. New York Cardinal Timothy Dolan.
His simplicity, in his humility, in his easygoingness. Boy, these were gifts that he stewarded so well.
I'm Vicki Barker at the Foreign Desk in London. Vatican journalist Susie Hodges says Pope Francis brought the common touch to his elevated position.
He did so many things that other popes didn't do, like pick up the phone and ring somebody who'd been suffering. These were unprecedented things for a pope to do.
At his own request, Francis will lie in a simple wooden coffin, not on an elevated platform, but at the same level as the people he vowed to serve.
The pope clashed with traditionalists as he tried to reshape the church into a more inclusive institution. He told CBS News,
We are all fundamentally good. Yes, there are some rogues and sinners, but the heart itself is good.
He reached out to LGBTQ Catholics and apologized to the indigenous people of Canada for their church's role in running residential boarding schools where many children were abused and died. A public prayer for Pope Francis is scheduled for 1:30 Eastern Time in St. Peter's Square. New chapter in Signalgate. Defense Secretary Hegseth avoided responding directly today on new information about a second set of messages he sent on his encrypted Signal account, this time to his wife, his brother, and attorney about an attack on Yemen.
We're changing the Defense Department, putting the Pentagon back in the hands of warfighters, and anonymous smears from disgruntled former employees on old news doesn't matter.
Hegseth was on his way to the White House Easter egg roll. His spokeswoman says the president has absolute confidence in Hegseth. The Supreme Court issued a rare weekend ruling by a 7-2 vote. It temporarily blocked the deportation of some Venezuelans being held in Texas. Correspondent Scott McFarland.
For now, the high court has halted more of these Alien Enemies Act deportations, but it's unclear how long that halt's going to last. But it is clear the Trump administration is welcoming this fight.
New survey shows 64% of Americans won't be traveling this summer because the cost of everything seems to have gotten more expensive. Bankrate's Ted Rossman has some tips.
Be willing to take an early flight or a late flight or a connecting flight, or maybe even drive to your destination. It's that kind of flexibility that can pay off. And use those rewards points and miles. A lot of people are sitting on real value that they've forgotten about.
Dow down 559, almost 1.5%. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with the quick news update. A police chase in Racine Saturday night ended when a fleeing driver ran a stop sign and crashed, critically injuring a 72-year-old man. He was flown to freighter at Milwaukee. The 36-year-old suspect driver was arrested and is in custody. In a separate incident early yesterday, another fleeing driver was tased and arrested near Saxony. Abbott Labs, already employing many Kenosha County residents, plans to hire 200 more workers in Illinois as part of a $500 million expansion. New facilities at Abbott Park are set to open this year to boost domestic production. The Racine Zoo won a contest run by the Baird Center in Milwaukee, allowing them to host a major fundraising gala at no cost. The event, planned for next year, will help raise money for a new veterinary center and educational facility. And Main Street in Racine will be closed between Gould and Augusta for major road construction. Detours will be posted. The city aims to reopen the road for summer events. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers clobber the A's. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers had a season-high 16 hits on the way to a 14-1 win over the A's. Milwaukee stole 9 bases in the game, 6 of them in just one inning. Both franchise records. The Brewers' Sal Frelick.
Yeah, I mean, I hope that every team and every catcher thinks that. Like, whether we're stealing or not, just being at first base or second base, the pitcher and catcher thinking about you is a success.
Manager Pat Murphy.
I think that's one of the ways we win. You know, we win by collecting hits, taking walks, stealing bases, having the threat to steal, which gives you a better pitch to hit sometimes. And that's one of the ways we can beat you.
The Crew in San Fran tonight against the Giants. NBA, Bucks getting ready for game two tomorrow night after losing 117-98 Saturday to the Pacers.
I think we're late. We didn't have enough urgency. Going to game two, hopefully we can improve that, or we can change that. We'll see. But going to game two, we're going to be better.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3160 to get started today.
It is going to be windy today with a few scattered showers and thundershowers this morning. We may see a little gradual clearing here by mid to late afternoon. Temperatures steady in the low 50s. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear, 37 tomorrow, partly cloudy. Late day showers with a high right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Timeless Hits, WRJN, Tommy James and the Shondells, Moni Moni, as if one Moni isn't enough.
Yeah. Radio Park to Ives Groves. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Just a little song coming down.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Three Dog Night out of 1971, and just by coincidence, 1971 is the year that will be featured on Kurt Volman's 5 o'clock class reunion this afternoon. Three songs from 1971 and some of the things that happened around those songs. It's interesting listening, and it's every single weekday a different year. The 5 o'clock class reunion with Kurt Volman is only Kurt can do it on WRJN.
What would your community be like without UW-Madison? The UW is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research. UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7, paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
Spring is here. Warmer days, fresh air, and the perfect chance to regain your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Live life on your terms. Cruise through the park or be part of the fun at any spring outing with a Golden or Pride power scooter or power chair. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, they offer flexible care credit options and exceptional service to keep you moving. Visit their showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine and start enjoying life again with Easy Mobility Solutions.
WRJN is proud to present the 2025 Milwaukee Film Festival. The two-week fest is back April 24th through May 8th. Whether you're a film fanatic or just looking for something to do with the family, there's something to watch for everyone. From hard-hitting local documentaries to lighthearted international comedies, plus special panels, book signings, and even live score performances, the Milwaukee Film Festival is jam-packed. Head to our website, WRJN.com, for details.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the five ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-822-1598. 800-822-1598. 800-822-1598.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
The sounds of timeless hits and baseball are the perfect combination. Once again, WRJN is Southeast Wisconsin's home of Brewer baseball. Listen as the Brewers go for a three-peat in the NL Central. See the schedule online at WRJN.com.
WRJN. Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a slide rule is for. But I do know one and one is two. And if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Yeah, but I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Mary Hill was such a thrill in Cherry Hill Park.
especially after dark.
Mary Hill used to hang out in Cherry Hill Park. The game she played lasted all day to way after dark. All the girls, they criticized her, but all the guys just idolized her, 'cause Mary Hill was such a thrill after dark in Cherry Hill Park. Mary Hill loved to ride on the merry-go-round. All the guys got eager eyes watching Mary go round. In the daytime, Mary Hill was a teaser. Come the night, she was such a pleaser. Oh, Mary Hill was such a thrill after dark. Said, come on, honey, and she said, okay. She went away to play a one-man game, and since that day, it ain't been the same. 'Cause Mary Hill was such a thrill after dark. Laying game
hope you've noticed that we've upgraded our news coverage by partnering with Racine County Eye. And you can get the details from RacineCountyEye.com. But here's Stuart J. Waddles with the headlines now from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom and this update.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine police say a 72-year-old man is fighting for his life after a Saturday night chase ended in a crash at Victory and Lathrop. Flight for Life was called with the victim flown to Milwaukee. The suspect, a 36-year-old man, was taken into custody with formal charges not yet filed. In another Racine police chase early yesterday, officers tased a driver who fled and later stopped near Saxony. Protesters gathered on overpasses over the weekend. It was part of what's called a national Stop the Cuts campaign, targeting the Trump administration's reduction in federal funding. There were several vehicle-based events, including a demonstration on Wisconsin Avenue above 43 in Milwaukee. Similar protests were held across the area, including in Union Grove, Muskego, and Oconomowoc. The Racine Zoo has won a contest which will allow them to raise some big dollars. The Baird Center in Milwaukee ran a contest for area groups looking to hold a fundraiser in their fancy gala space. A statement says the Racine Zoo beat out over 120 applicants and will hold a Milwaukee fundraising event next year at no expense. Zoo officials say they'll be raising money for a new veterinary center and educational facility. Racine drivers should prepare for a two-month shutdown on Main Street. It'll be closed between Gould and Augusta as major road construction kicks off. The city aims to have the road back open for summer events like the Lighthouse Run and the 4th of July Parade. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Still battling a breezy wind today, gusting up to 40 miles per hour under mostly cloudy skies. Temperatures still mild, scraping the mid-50s. We'll see spots of sunshine before the sun sets, and a chance of some light rain tomorrow afternoon, with plenty of sunshine building in for Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 48.
Now I see how you really are. You're no good, you're no good.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. You don't have to say you love me. There are different ways to get the point across. Dusty Springfield making a point on WRJN.
When I said I needed you, you said you would always stay. It wasn't me who changed, but you. And now you've gone away. Don't you see?
this may be as raw sounding as any song got in 1965, courtesy of the Kinks on WRJN.
Girl, you really got me going. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
Traveling and living off the land.
Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Hooray for Hollywood. No, hooray for Milwaukee. The Milwaukee Film Festival opens up in 3 days, runs through May 8th. Documentaries, comedies, everything in between. You can learn more about the festival, where, when, etc. at WRJN.com. Or if you subscribe to our newsletter, it's there. Check it out and enjoy. WRJN.
Looking for a place where comfort meets care? Come visit Home Harbor Racine Assisted Living on Saturday, May 3rd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for an open house. Enjoy light refreshments, guided tours of their beautiful community, and meet the compassionate team who make Home Harbor feel like home. Whether you're planning for yourself or a loved one, the staff are ready to answer your questions, provide helpful information, and assist with applications. Home Harbor Racine, where your next chapter begins with peace of mind. Welcome home to Home Harbor.
Hi, this is Mike, your CBD store in Racine. We're excited to introduce Nero Water Soluble CBD, the innovative way to experience faster, more effective relief for managing stress, pain, neurological issues, or just want to boost your overall wellness. Nero Water Soluble CBD absorbs quickly, delivers results within 5 to 10 minutes. We offer expert advice, friendly service, and a full range of high-quality CBD products. Your CBD store, Racine, wellness that works, on the corner of 31 and Spring Street. Let us help change your life one drop at a time.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Kids and seniors, Courts wants to see you at American Family Field. On select weekday home games, kids 14 and under and seniors 60 plus can save 50% on tickets. Following the game, seniors may stroll along the outfield warning track. Visit brewers.com/kidsandseniors to learn more. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station. WRJN.
Groovy. On a Sunday afternoon.
Hits and
the King on WRJN.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me when you don't be?
And timeless favorites, WRJN.
back when you grow up, girl. You're still living in a paper doll world. Living ain't easy, loving's twice as tough. So come back, baby, when you grow up. You're looking real good like a woman now. Your mind hasn't gotten the message somehow. So if you can't take it and the going gets rough, come back, baby, when you grow up. I want you, girl, but your wide-eyed innocence has really messed up my mind, yeah. I'd rather you get your very first heartbreak somewhere else along the line. Come back when you grow up, girl. You're still living in a paper doll world. Someday be a woman ready to love. Come back, baby, when you grow up. Paper doll world. Living ain't easy, loving's twice as tough. So come back, baby, when you grow up. Come back when you grow up, girl. You've still got a lot of time left in the world. You'll someday be a woman ready to love. Come back, baby, when you grow up. Come back when you grow up, girl. You're still living in a paper doll.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. The band Paul Revere and the Raiders. You'd think Paul Revere was the lead singer of the band. No, that was Mark Lindsay, and he was as identified as the guy whose name was in the band name.
You were even more so identified with the group than its namesake, Paul Revere. You know?
Well, I think it's that's also natural. The lead singer, I was the lead singer and sang all the songs and wrote most of the songs and was always in the forefront, not in the limelight, so... And at that time, actually, I was pretty much handling the music, and Paul was handling the business. We had a great relationship. It worked.
Paul Revere and the Raiders, featuring Mark Lindsay. That guy right there. On WRJN.